This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a national curfew from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. from February 3rd through 17th as Barbados takes a national pause to curb the spread of COVID-19. The more contagious UK variant of the COVID-19 virus is in Barbados. 11 people homeless after fire destroyed 3 homes and damaged a 4th. And U.S. President Joe Biden has warned Russian leader Vladimir Putin about election meddling. Good morning. With the details, I'm Wendy Burke. Prime Minister Mia Motley has put the country in a 15-day reset mode as stringent measures, including a 2-week national lockdown, are to take effect from February 3rd to curb the spread of the COVID-19 virus. In an address to the nation last night, Prime Minister Motley said the next week will be allowed for citizens to prepare for the national pause. She has also ordered that with immediate effect, the elderly are to stay at home for the next 3 weeks. Ms. Motley had a series of consultations on the matter and met with the social partners, along with the leader of the opposition and the leader of the Democratic Labour Party, as well as medical practitioners yesterday, before making the announcement which she declared was being done to look after the interests of the public.
I regret, therefore, to inform you that we have also now, in addition to community spread, been informed that there are traces of the new COVID variant in tests conducted on the island as well. Minister Bostic had indicated that 10 samples were sent to Carfa, and indeed we have now received results that suggest that 3 of those 10 samples returned positive for the UK variant of the virus.
That was Ms. Motley speaking to the presence of COVID-19 in Barbados. Here now to the measures.
Only supermarkets, pharmacies, gas stations, but not the convenience stores of gas supermarkets, while they remain open from 8 a.m. in the morning to 3 p.m. during the week, we are going to ask that supermarkets close on Saturdays and Sundays. Pharmacies will remain open on weekends, and gas stations will remain open on weekends. In terms of banks, banks will not be open from the 3rd of February until the 9th of February. They will reopen on the 10th of February. There are going to be some difficult decisions that we've had to make. Markets are going to have to close for this period of time. Vending will have to shut down for this period of time. Public transport will have to go back to 60% of seated passengers in order to make sure that we don't put undue pressure. Shops also will not be allowed to be open for any purposes whatsoever in communities.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. And also effective on February 3rd, anyone wanting to travel to Barbados will be required to take a COVID-19 test no more than 3 days prior to travel. They will be required to have a rapid antigen test on arrival, and those with a negative test will have to stay in an approved quarantine center for a minimum of 5 nights. During the national pause from February 3rd to 17th, a national curfew will be in effect from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Barbados recorded 26 new positive cases of COVID-19 on Monday, January 25th, while 27 persons recovered from the viral illness. The number of active cases on the island is now 360, which is a significant reduction, reflecting an additional number of discharges being recorded for the month of January after an audit was done. 330 tests were done by the Bestos Santos Public Health Laboratory, the 26 new cases comprising 18 women and 8 men. 2 of the new positives are persons who were previously sent to the Harrison Point Isolation Facility for assessment. The total cases at Her Majesty's Prison Dodds now stand at 361, 102 staff members and 259 male inmates. Since March 2020, Barbados has recorded 1,427 cases, with total recoveries to date at 1,057, while 10 people have died. The Public Health Laboratory so far has completed 100,129 tests. 11 people are homeless after a fire destroyed 3 homes and damaged a 4th at Duglin Road West in St. James. Chief Fire Officer Earl Maynard says they received the call about 8:45 last night.
Responded to a fire at Western St. James with 3 water tenders. two from Archall and one from Bridgetown Station. On arrival, we recognized that there were four structures involved. Three completely destroyed and one slightly damaged, and there are 11 persons affected. It appears as though it's a family, one family, and live in the area. The houses were really close, and therefore it resulted in the destruction of three houses and one slightly damaged as a result of radiated heat.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. Director of the Barbados Transport Authority, Ruth Holder, says that some public service vehicle operators are still not complying with all the COVID-19 measures, especially the sanitizing of their vehicles.
I am a little concerned because we have some vehicles that are not coming to be sanitized. We still have the sanitization process going on with our general workers from Ministry of Transport and Works. I'm a little concerned that all of the vehicles are not coming in to be sanitized on a consistent basis. It is an issue that concerns us deeply. We've been sending off emails to the owners, you know, imploring them to come in. We've sent off emails to the COVID unit also visited. We've been imploring people to come in and be sanitized. But we do have that small percentage that are not coming in. And that is a matter of concern for us.
Meantime, President of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Kenneth Best, is appealing to PSV crews to comply with the protocols, especially in light of community spread.
And all who can encourage at this time is that both the operators, the drivers, and the commuters continue to follow the government protocol in respect of the COVID-19. Because as you're well aware now, they have been told to us that we have tremendous pressure. So we have to be extremely cautious, right? And I also wanted to implore on all PSVs who operate out of all the PSVs to please have their vehicles sanitized and the completion of their journey. Including the ones that travel the Bushall Road.
President of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Kenneth Best. As hopes dim for Cropover Festival at the usual time this year, some key players are hoping it could be at least postponed for a month or two and that fetes will still be possible. General Manager of the Aura Experience, Rondell Jones, is doubtful Cropover 2021 can happen on schedule if it happens at all.
Best case scenario, we may be able to get some parties or something going on late in the year. I don't know if that's an option, if they're going to look at putting it back, hopefully. But the normal date, I personally don't foresee that happening. It's highly unlikely based on the fact that we are still experiencing a rise in cases right now. And that itself would normally take a month or two, best case scenario, to really get in control of it.
President of the Association of Band Leaders and Masqueraders, Anthony Lane, says the window of opportunity to plan and prepare for the festival is closing rapidly.
Normally, we like to have like a six-month window. So really, we are getting to that point right now. But we are just, again, waiting to see how things will work out because we are not really sure. It doesn't look too good, but we are not sure.
President of the Barbados Association of Band Leaders and Masqueraders, Anthony Lane. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned Russian leader Vladimir Putin about election meddling in their first call as counterparts, according to the White House. The conversation included a discussion about the ongoing opposition protests in Russia and an extension of the last remaining U.S.-Russia nuclear arms pact. Mr. Putin congratulated the new president on winning the election, according to a Russian statement. Both parties said they agreed to maintain contact moving forward. That's been the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.
Thank you very much, Wendy. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.